Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But to get him to be one of the top 5 players in the game, and what a difference a year makes. And we can get into player development and everything that we've discussed over the year, because we talked about it with Steve Molesky, the first wave of this Elias group. I mean, he had the last vestiges of Dan Duquette with Cedric Mullins and Austin Hayes and Ryan Mountcastle, Grayson Rodriguez, Bud Adley, Westberg, Kowser, who was a top 5 pick. Certainly Gunnar Henderson. That next wave has come through here pretty strong. Mm-hmm. Holiday got off to that rough start in 2024 to the point where he was sent back to the minor leagues. And he was overwhelmed. And we talked about it with Matt Weirich a couple weeks ago, who we're going to have on at 12:30. When he made his debut at Fenway Park, of all places, you would have thought Elvis was in town with the media throng. And you don't think that is overwhelming for, what, a 21-year-old, 20-year-old at the time? Adjusted, made some adjustments. I mean, his dad's an all-star, of course, Matt Holiday. A little tweakage here, there. And look at him now. Now, the all-star thing would be quite an accomplishment based on where he was a year ago. Like, Adley was kind of, he was earmarked as the all-star dude from the jump. I mean, made the all-star team his first full season. Was the starter last year. Same with Gunnar. Gunnar was the starting shortstop last season. 2 years ago, they had Hayes and Cano and Batista and all of these others. And then last year, you had Westberg and Santander and all of these. Now the Orioles are looking like a 2 all-star team. And don't get in here on this one, too. If we go back, Vinny, to mid-April. All right. Orioles are going to have 2 all-stars. Pick them. Might be like Gunnar and Adley. You know what I mean? Instead, it's going to be maybe Holiday. O'Hearn's probably going to be the starting DH for the American League. And rightfully so, because he's having a hell of a season. But Holiday making the all-star team this year? I didn't see that one happening. No. O'Hearn's been a solid contributor since the Orioles got him, so he deserves that recognition. But Holiday maybe starting the All-Star game, and even if he doesn't start, because I believe Glaber leads him by like 80,000 votes, whatever it is, he might get picked just because of merit. Not a big second base year in the AL right now.
Right, and the position part of it is kind of what I wanted to mention, because, look, he's earned this based on his offense mostly. The right to be in the All-Star game, but you can't discount the growth that he's displayed as a defensive second baseman when that wasn't his position he played coming up. So to get thrown there, succeed there, and if he does make the All-Star game there, would join just Scope and Brian Roberts as the only All-Star second baseman of at least the last 25 years. I mean, you can't really discount that either.
I think let's get him in. His arm looks much better. You know, I wish, like, Gunnar has some wild plays. I wish I wish that Holiday, to me, the next step is that he makes some wild plays. Gunnar seems like he makes one every other game.
Made one last night.
Oh, that was spectacular. Now, Bob, let me ask you this. If Manzolino, he said over the next 5 years, one of the top 5 players in the league, statistically, what does he have to do in your mind to be that?
A top 5 player?
Yep.
You're talking, contending for batting titles, the OPS is over 9. You know what I mean? You've solidified yourself as a standout defensive player. He's got speed. He's going to steal 20 bases this year. I mean, he can be a 2020 guy. But, man, top 5 player? He said 2 years. 27.
Oh, yeah. 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, I know,
right.
It feels like it's not 2025. We're already a quarter of a century in to the 21st century, but man, if it happens, hallelujah. and open that checkbook, old David Rubenstein.
Yeah.
But top 10? We'll take that. Top 5. That's in the game. There are two leagues in baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of, how about this Dela Cruz over in Cincinnati right now and the things that he can do?
You got to do it all.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're top 5
you
in today's game.
You got to be a 5-tool guy.
Right, and if you're only going to do one or two of those things, well, you have to be like Aaron Judge and just absolutely mash the baseball. I mean, Judge doesn't, he's not going to steal bases, but he'll hit 50 home runs. So
yeah, and he's not a slouch defensively. He's got good arm in right field. Judge, I'm saying.
Yeah, until the World Series rolls around.
Where they're like the intentionally walking Soto to get to Aaron Judge. But the point is, man, that's high praise, high expectations. But when you're 1-1, I mean, that's kind of what comes with the territory, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. When you're picking the first pick in a draft, you're expecting that's the face of your franchise type guy.
Football, Cam Ward, number one pick in the draft. You don't think 3 years from now they want him to be one of the top 5 quarterbacks in football?
Yep, no doubt. No, that's why, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They would have a lot of faces. You know, well, in 2 years, Gunner will definitely can still be that, and he's going to even get better. And then, who knows? Basayo could be coming up on that track too.
Question is, can the Orioles get one of them pitching things to work in that area? Position play. Hey, look, Moon Man was second in the Rookie of the Year, so he's a keeper, right? So they've got all these outfielders coming up through the ranks that we haven't even seen yet. So there's still plenty of talent on this team, and they're not rebuilding. They might retool in the offseason. I don't want to be a Bobby Bummer, but, you know, 6.5. Not insurmountable, but there's just too many valleys as opposed to peaks, even though I just told you about their last 28 games, they're 18-10.
Well, the holiday stuff and the Rodgers stuff by extension too, I mean, those are good things to latch on to that don't just matter this year, and that's kind of where I'm at. I mean, how many great or positive takeaways can we leave 2025 with, regardless of record results, playoffs, no playoffs, selling, buying at the deadline, doesn't matter. I mean, how many things can you actually lean on going into next year as that's a concrete thing that I'm willing to put stock in as they build the next version of this team?
Well, I'm going to say this, and you're going to be mad at me for doing it, Nolan. I will make this proclamation on June 24th, 2025. The Baltimore Orioles will be a playoff team in 2026.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.